views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Listening to A Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing, a unique environment where all beings and all energies are welcome to show themselves and be loved. Are you ready to know your whole self and live a more authentic, non-resistant, joyful life? Are you ready to be acknowledged and welcomed home? Join A Space of Allowing Radio for some deep allowing to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. Here is your host, Coach Nancy Coco.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Space of Allowing Radio. Wow, it is autumn here in the northeast of the United States, and it's really putting us in mind of the transitions in our lives that are naturally taking place all around us. But sometimes we just can't seem to keep up and allow ourselves to move into that in-between space and see perhaps with fresh eyes what really wants to be born. And so in today's Space of Allowing, we're going to lean into those transitions, and we're going to see if both personally, professionally, and really bringing in the larger landscape of what's happening in the world today, if we can actually make friends with that kind of space and find our own ways of bringing love into those unique spaces. And I cannot do this alone. I don't want to ever have a radio show by myself anymore. I am so pleased and honored to welcome my friend and coach, Anna Polanco, to today's show. Welcome, Anna. Are you there?
Oh, thank you for having me. So exciting.
I'm so excited that we're actually going to have this time together today. You know, I know you as my own coach and as someone who is a faculty member at Leadership That Works, where we share this Coaching for Transformation program. I've mentioned that a number of times, but I also know that you've worked internationally as a coach, a speaker, and an educator. Can you please tell us more about your body of work and how we get to be together today on the show?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'd like to also think that we're also friends and sort of allies connected on that, whatever this journey is turning out to be. So that makes it extra special to be here with you. Yeah, so I essentially heeded a call that came during a transition period almost 6 years ago. And it was really me falling, I want to say, out of love, and that sounds so harsh when I say it, and at the same time, it feels mostly true. I was falling out of love with, like, all the work I was doing around social justice and social change, and I've spent the better part of my career and my life, you know, trying to advance human rights issues, economic rights issues, and really found myself in a place where I couldn't feel connected to the reason why it first began. And that was incredibly scary. So I essentially decided to take this almost year-long transition, you know, some of which, was about resting, but some of which was just about taking the risk and letting myself discover new ways of contributing to transformation in this world. And I probably didn't have the words for it then. I have the words for it now, but that is what was happening. I was essentially experimenting and trying on new ways of contributing, you know, to society, to the planet, and found that I was really quite good at helping people move through big change. And since then, yeah, just sort of have been allowing myself to get bigger and bolder and take up more space in order to help both individuals, individual leaders, you know, many of which are at the helm of nonprofit organizations or government agencies or in the private sector, really start to take up more space and get into their own power and their own purpose in this world. Mm-hmm. And I love it so much that then I started working with teams and really started to blend a lot of what I've learned from coaching with, you know, emotional intelligence research and insights, and also with my own like lifelong experiences, career experiences, and my own like really like intuitive cultural experiences, which I think for the better part of my career were more suppressed than they needed to be.
Yeah.
And so part of this navigating my own transition has been to allow for those identities, right, to come forward. And so now I dedicate myself to essentially that, helping to facilitate conversations, coaching people, bringing groups together to have different kinds of conversations than they've been having, in other times in our history.
Yeah, because, first of all, let me say the show was worth it right there just for that. Because any time that I spend with you, my friend, is time that builds my courage. Just by being with you, it lifts my head, it lifts my heart. And I really do feel that I can follow a trail that you're blazing and be, in some measure, a companion on that journey. It gives me encouragement in the true sense of the word. It gives me courage to expand myself into those spaces too, and we've had this conversation off air, and now we're lucky enough to be able to have it on air. And so let's just kind of lean into that notion of not knowing, putting ourselves into that space of transition and allowing what wants to come up. What's most important about those spaces? Because I had that myself a little bit too. I've talked about that on the radio show where my health dictated that I had to take a break. And I was in that space of not knowing. And why are those spaces so precious to us?
Yeah, they really are. And I love that, we even had, maybe people don't know how the show is produced, but I even love just the permission to kind of go where our heart, our intuition, our insight, you've created that space, right? To just allow us to explore what's present in this moment, which is in direct opposition to this I'm good culture, right? Like there's this I'm good, everything's fine culture, and being present to the moment and letting whatever we want come forward is a way of, saying there's another way to be other than just this really structured, formatted way that we've been living in for so long.
Yeah. And I think it's a time in that transition time, there's some measure of rest.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some being energy that comes along where I just need to be for a little while and be curious and see what's out there. And then I think there's some measure of movement in that transition space too. Was that the way it was for you?
It definitely was about movement. It was also about just recognizing that I was like in this valley, right? So I was I think our entire country is in a valley, a really deep one. And I was also in a valley or had been in a valley for some time. I was sort of trying to walk around and understand the nature of the transition, right? Like I'd left this really fixed way of being in the world. I was going to, be married, have children, get a law degree and, go off and do all the things that were expected of me from my culture and my community. Mm-hmm. And I did many of those things on the checklist. And at the end, what I noticed is like, I just had a checklist. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like seemingly unfulfilling. Yeah, I had done some good work in the world, you know, probably had, you know, reached out and engaged others. Many people had nourished me and mentored me. And that was super important and nourishing. And it definitely has contributed to who I am today. And I just had this list, Nancy, mm-hmm. and I just kept looking at the list, like, so what now?
Like, yeah. You know, so what now? Yeah. And I mean, I really think that we, and I think it's coming younger and earlier. I don't even know that it's happening, yeah. you know, women at a more advanced age, but I think we're having those ahas or wait a minutes, where we want to press pause and maybe we want to redefine if there's a checklist at all in that checklist. And so when we come back, break. When we come back, I'd really love to step even further into that personal season mm-hmm. of transition mm-hmm. that we're experiencing and to unpack that a little bit and to see all things that really might be possible, even if it feels unsettling, the gifts that that space can yield to us as we further explore seasons of transition and space of allowing. And we'll be right back.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to today's Space of Allowing, where we're in seasons of transition in our lives. And as I say to you all each time that we're together like this, you might want to have pen and paper handy, because I find myself taking notes every time that I have a guest and I'm learning something new. And I want to let you know, for the first 10 folks who check in either on Transformation Talk Radio or on my Facebook page, Nancy Coco Coaching, I have sticky notepads and pens that I would love to send out to you so that you have at the ready a little space of your own to take some notes and to keep these reminders handy to you. So come see me on Nancy Coco Coaching or on nancycococoaching.com, and we'll have those pens and stickies for you. And welcome back to my guest, Anna Polanco. Hello, my friend. Welcome back.
Hello. Thank you.
So in this segment, I think we were on to something just about even sharing our own personal journeys and the seasons of transition that arise in our own personal lives. You had shared something with me before we came on air that I think is a great frame for this segment. Would you mind sharing it again?
Absolutely. So, you know, as we were getting ready, or as I was sort of thinking this morning about, well, what's, you know, how can I be present to today and what's today going to be about? I opened up, I get this regular newsletter. It's from SACB, and that is the Organization for Mayan and Indigenous Spiritual Studies. Mm-hmm. And they put out a newsletter that tells you essentially what's happening through the lens of the Mayan calendar. And so every day I get an email from them that tells me exactly what is the energy of the day. And today is Imosh, which is 13, the number 13. And I'll just read it really quickly. It's very short.
Thank you.
And Imosh connects us to our intuition. It represents the unusual and the eccentric. Number 13 symbolizes realization and magic. It is the energy that allows us to change and create. Connect to the energies of this day by lighting a white candle to develop your intuition and your dreams. And this is the last day of the Trecena. The Trecena is the 13 days of the Mayan calendar, so it resets every 13 days. And you can learn more about that if you go to the SACB page, which is just sacredroad.org. So it felt right on, you know. It's like, yeah, like, how are we using our intuition to connect to this idea that we're in a transition as opposed to an active event, right? So, right. You know, whether you're ending one career and beginning another, or ending a relationship and wanting to begin another, there is a period of transition in between. And how do we come to that? How do we use our intuition to really get into that, like, magic, that realization that can happen during that period?
I turn it over to you. How can we?
There's so many ways. And, you know, the beauty of intuition is that it's right available. It's like available at our fingertips. And I'll just share an example. So since we started planning for the show, just in the last few days, I mean, I just have had at least 5 conversations with women who have shared with me that they were feeling lethargic, tired. They were feeling like all the symptoms of depression without being actually depressed. Like, they're not sad about anything. They're essentially fine, but they're just feeling really lethargic and tired. And we're in a new season, right? So it's not just that there's, you know, a changing of the temperature or a changing of the leaves or the natural things that you see in the world. But there's also an internal clock, an internal change that's happening inside our bodies as the seasons transition. Mm-hmm. And so, like, how much, you know, attention are we paying to that, right? So our tendency, as you know, Nancy, is, oh, I feel tired, but I'm just going to push through because
absolutely.
I've got to get to the next thing, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I kind of call it like we have like this low-grade fever that just sort of stays with us, but it's not bad enough for us to do anything about, but it's just sort of like, yeah, we almost kind of get accustomed to having it there.
That's right. That sort of sense. Yeah. It's that fever. It's that I'm good strategy, right? It's just like this infrastructure that we've built around ourselves that's like not particularly useful. Mm-hmm. And if we could just pause and acknowledge, right? Even just the acknowledgement is really the first step. Like, oh, look, I'm not actually feeling the way I normally do, right? I am feeling off. I am feeling different, you know, lethargic, sleepy, hungry, not hungry, whatever is the feeling, the sensation. Can we, you know, just be present to that and then ask ourselves, what is it that you need in this moment, mm-hmm. right? Like, what is really happening? Mm-hmm. And
Yeah, for me last year. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Share yours.
No, I was just going to say I did that. And it was just even in this season, right? Like, it's super helpful to do that and then to just, like, oh, right, an answer is coming up. Like, an answer will come up, mm-hmm. whatever it might be. Yeah.
Well, I think that's the trusting of intuition, because I was feeling last year just, again, that just that slightly off. Nothing was wrong. Thank goodness everything was okay. But I wasn't thriving. I wasn't feeling really engaged. I wasn't waking up excited. I wasn't feeling plugged in. And one of the things that struck me in the first segment that you said that kind of stirred my heart a little bit was that you felt you had been suppressing some parts mm-hmm. of yourself. And how did you get to making friends with, again, those parts of yourself that wanted to see the light?
Yeah. So I'm going to just go with the first word that came to my mind. So surrender, you know, it's like been a strong theme. And there's so much in society that tells me how I should behave and who I should be and who I shouldn't be. And there's plenty of that going around, right? Like, that's in excess in our world. And there's not enough of what is it that I need or I want based on my unique makeup, right? Based mm-hmm. on who I am. And, you know, I started to have to surrender, essentially, to say, I'm going to be okay with calling myself a healer or calling myself, you know, a transformative coach, right? Or even a coach, mm-hmm. right? There's mm-hmm. so much locked up in that, you know. You always get the, you know, sometimes you get responses like, is that a serious career? Or, you know,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
a normal everyday pushback, right? And so I think it was basically the affirmation that whatever I'm doing right now is just simply not working for me. And I trust myself enough to go in the direction that I feel called to go in, really from a place of higher purpose, not from a place of like responding or reacting to all the people around me, but just there's this innate pull inside the body, inside the spirit, inside, you know, your energetic body that is like, this is the direction that you need to head in. And if I keep answering that call, then I'm right on track with my purpose. You know, even if it's not fully manifested, that's okay. But I just keep asking myself the question, where are you going? Are you surrendering to that process? And if I keep doing that over and over again, I just keep getting good results.
Yeah, and I keep envisioning kind of getting back on the path, you know, like in fact, the image for this show, sometimes I think intuitively an image will come to me and I put it there and I wonder why, okay, why did I pick that? And if our listeners look back at the image that's on the show theme for this week, it's a path through the woods kind of, you know, and I have a sense of if I just get back on the path, I don't have to know the destination. In fact, maybe there's not even a destination, but I'm just know that I'm not in the woods, in the weeds. I'm back with my eyes open, looking to see what's the next natural thing for me. And really, it's a lot of courage it takes to give myself permission to explore, to stand steady in that when folks around me would be like, what do you mean you're retiring at this age? What do you mean you're working from home? What do you mean? You know, there's a lot of possible pushback to that. What do you mean you're on the right? All those things, you know, and it's not necessarily the kindest responses. It's sort of an indignant, how dare you kind of energy mm-hmm. to go. Maybe is just a projection of perhaps what other people wish they could do. I don't know what that's about. But it doesn't feel comfortable. And sometimes, and you and I have talked about this before, it makes me a little small. It makes me pull back, you know, rather than feel like I'm going to lower the volume on all of that. All of that, okay? The friends, the family, even the politics of the time, because sometimes that is oppressive to me. That gets in the way of me being able to situate myself and show up fully in different spaces.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, and you know, it's I love that you say it takes courage, because it does. It does take courage. And sometimes the results, you know, we're so used to getting applauded for results, right? Like, and the kind of results that you're going to get when you're tuning into exactly that, that other sound wave, right? That other higher self. Those aren't results that people are probably going to see. And they're not really measurable in the ways that we think about measurement and success. So, and yet
you've got to
be okay with that.
If we can embody that, I think then we can move more intentionally into other spaces and actually be, as we're starting to talk about, be the bridge through those transition times for other people. And so when we come back, I'm going to invite, if anybody's listening in and wants to offer a question, you can call us up at 800-930-2819, or you can post a question online at transformationtalkradio.com if you want to get in the conversation with us. Also, I'd really now love to think that, okay, so as we redefine who we are, who we want to be, how do we navigate some of those spaces? Once I build myself and I'm feeling strong and I want to step out again, how can I manage in those professional spaces where now I perhaps can model what it means to be a bridge and to allow myself permission to move in transition with grace? Mm-hmm. And we'll be back right after these messages.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in The Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to The Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
welcome back to A Space of Allowing, where today we're spending some delicious time in allowing ourselves to shine light on the transitions in our lives, both personally, professionally, and then in these ever-enlarging circles of influence. And I'm so happy to be joined by my friend and fellow coach, Anna Polanco. Welcome back, Anna. Can you share with everyone listening ways that they can find you out in the world?
Absolutely. So to find more information about me, you can go to my website, which is annapolanco.org, and that's Anna with one N. And you can also follow me on Instagram. I post fairly regularly insights of the day and how to really get engaged into your own practice and just use your practice to meet the challenges of daily life. And my handle on Instagram is coach.anna. That's, again, Anna with one N. So it's really easy to find.
Coach.anna on Instagram. Okay, I have an Instagram profile, but that's about as far as I got. So I think you're going to help me to step in more fully into that space.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and I felt in the last segment, I really can feel how you are embodying those, you know, those practices, how you are the light for me, how you are the light for so many, just naming the ways that we can be with ourselves in this time of transition. And as we were rounding out the last segment, I offered up this wondering about, so if I'm allowing myself to be open, to be permeable, to allow identities to come and go, to be informed by collective unconscious, by my history, by my ancestors, by my circumstances, then I want to step out back into the world. You know, what are the implications of that, and how do I manage myself if I don't want to fit that checklist anymore? How do I navigate those public spaces? And let's go there first, and then I want to get into the article that you've recently published.
Yeah, you know, there's a big challenge in front of us right now in public spaces, because many people are engaging this action of putting the, you know, round peg in the square hole, right? So it's like the tools and the skills of the past, trying to apply them to the present. And there's a lot of challenge in that, because the moment we're facing is highly complex. And it requires maybe some tools from the past, but it might also require some new tools, or tools that have been laid to rest for some time that are just available in our natural world to help us reimagine how we are with each other. And, you know, to the extent that we can allow other ideas to come forward, and just to, like, observe them, right? Like, without yet making a move. There's so much of our body and our mind that is trained to just respond constantly. And it's so exhausting. I don't know about you, but for me, it was just really this noticing and, like, wow, it's really exhausting how much interplay there is, and not enough observing and noticing and getting curious, and maybe even finding that, like, one thread. You know, can we look at something that we totally disagree with and find the one thread that we do agree with, right? That one little, you know, way of building a connection between us and the other person, or between us and a system, or us in an organization, to help us have new conversations, get out of the binary conversations that we're in that are really just dragging us down.
Yeah, that binary, that's the thing that's a little bit of a trigger for me too, because I think that's how we fool ourselves, or we kid ourselves into thinking we have some measure of control, because it's either this or that. It has to be. And of course, we know, like you're saying, I mean, it's so much more fluid. It's so much more nuanced. It's so much more complex that to be with something in that kind of a professional space or a political space, I think we're going to go in both places in these next two segments, requires or suggests to us that we might just want to be observers for a while rather than staking a flag as if there is one flag to stake.
That's right.
I love the work that you're doing now and the ways that you're expanding into this work and expanding into your writing. And this article that you've recently written, The Emergent Coaching, Becoming Nimble in Complex Times, I think we're hinting at that, the notion of complex times and how do we make friends with that? Because again, my practice tends to be to lower the volume on all that stuff and to retreat a little bit. But what you're suggesting is we can actually make ourselves bigger, take up more space, and enter with grace. So I would love for you to talk to us about any way you want to enter into that bit of conversation.
So, I mean, for those that have like any type of like physical activity practice, right? Like whether it's a sport or yoga or any type of martial arts, you know, even kickboxing, Tai Chi, anything, any type of physical activity that you do, we all know that in order to really sustain the practice of that activity, there is a like readiness that has to happen. Right. Like there's a clarity within the body about how you're going to move that needs to happen. And I would posture that, you know, this article that I co-wrote with Susan Misra about, you know, being nimble in complex times, you know, starts to assert this idea that we all have a unique stance. And that's okay. Right. So like, you know, as a yogi, you know, my mountain pose or Tadasana is like mine. Like, it's just the way it's my body. It's the way that my body stands. And by acknowledging the uniqueness of it, I'm also acknowledging like all the experiences that my body has had in the world. Right? Like there's something really beautiful about that acknowledgement. And that's like creating that bigness, that wholeness that we want to feel, right? Like I don't have to push away the trauma. I don't have to push away the joy. I don't have to push away the elation or the challenge. I have to really be present to all of it because it does inform who I am. And I have to take ownership and responsibility for it. So the first thing is like all these conversations that are happening, right? Like we're not engaging in any of them until we understand our own system.
Yeah. And I just want to pause there because I'm feeling into, and I hope our listeners are too, I'm feeling into everything that you're saying, that you're offering us to think about right now. I'm trying it on for myself and I'm feeling, wow. I feel little tears at the edges of my eyes. I feel a roundness and a fullness in my body right now. Like, giving myself permission to bring all parts of myself to the conversation, all parts of myself show up, even in my, with the rheumatoid in the hands and even with the sorrow of loss and even with the, you know, strength of love and all those beautiful facets of myself entering into the conversation, acknowledging that you also bring all those beautiful facets and some things, even if we do the same pose.
Yeah.
It's going to be uniquely yours or mine. Okay.
That's right. It's so uniquely yours and mine. It's so great. And once we have that foundation and the acknowledgement, right, that the person standing next to me has their own version of the pose and it's all okay. Like all of these versions are okay. Right? We can have this diversity. We can be inclusive of all these ways of demonstrating it. Even if you weren't able to stand, right?
Absolutely. You know, and to be curious and to be allowing of that rather than to be fearful or fretful or whatever. I guess whatever shows up is what shows up, but to invite that there might be another response to that noticing.
That's right. And once we notice that, then we can embrace the beauty of the conversation that is trying to emerge in our world, right? This question of inclusion, this question of whose values are part of our shared agenda, right, as a society. So it's not just in the U.S., right? This is a global conversation that's going on, where people are really, in many ways, saying the same thing, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. You know, I don't feel seen or heard or included,
right?
Well, before we even get to that question, we have to first establish a clarity about our wholeness and find it. And so once we have that, then we have, you know, not perfectly, because we won't have it perfectly, but we have some starting ground, some readiness, right? Maybe a baseline from which to begin working. And that is the observant part that you were talking about.
The notion of embracing the beauty of the conversation. I think even just that statement invites us to put a fresh perspective around what's happening. And so in our final segment, I'd love to go with you, Anna, into that realm and to see how that embracing the beauty of the conversation actually enables us to be in those times of transition with some accord and with some courage. And not to necessarily feel trepidation when we enter into the world stage, knowing that we have our own uniqueness to offer in that conversation. And so we'll be back right after these messages.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Everyone, and thank you for being with us in this space of allowing today. I have to say that my guest and friend Anna Polanco and I just had a little put our heads together during the break, and we're going to continue the conversation on our next show on the 15th of November. So stay tuned, because we both think that we're just starting to scratch the surface here. Anna, you agree? Yes.
Absolutely. And you know, for those that want to sort of go deeper, even in between now and the next time we talk. The article that we're referring to, Emerging Coaching, Becoming Nimble in Complex Times, is posted on the Nonprofit Quarterly page. So just go to nonprofitquarterly.org, and then search for Emerging Coaching. The article will pop up. And it really is a longer piece that helps break down all these steps to get into complexity and the moment that we're in.
Yeah. And I think if it's okay with you, I'll cross-post the link on Nancy Coco Coaching on Facebook so that anybody who follows us there can find it there as well. And I feel, because I've read the article a few times now, I feel we were getting on to some of the dimensions of that article when you were talking about observing patterns and, you know, any aspect of the article that as we continue to explore these complex, ambiguous times, and the desire is in us to engage, to be the bridge in these times. What kinds of things can we allow ourselves to look at or be with?
You know, there's so many things. And I mean, I think the one thing that we've been talking about, and I've also been talking about it a lot this week, both with clients, organizational clients and individual coaching clients, is grace. You know, as we bring our wholeness, our bigness to the conversation with other people, can we show grace to ourselves and others? And that's a critical part of the process. I mean, just grace, this is so expansive. It allows for us to really see ourselves and others, like even when they're in pain, and and just also allows us to forgive ourselves when we step in it, which we will, because that's what we do. We're human, right? It's a human condition to make a mistake, and that's okay. So, you know, can we show ourselves a little bit more grace in this process and do the work, right? Do the work that is required to sustain in the conversation, I think. More than anything else has shown me that if I want to be in the conversation, I have to be ready to do the work.
Yeah. And so what does that look like? What can some of that look like for us as individuals or as a collective?
So I would say that when I worked in politics, I was not particularly adept at showing grace to others. And I like to tell people that it's like, you can learn to be this thing now. You know, it's like, you're not a permanent character. A lot of people, I hear them say, well, that's my personality. And I want to venture to say that grace is a skill and that it can be mastered. And if you allow yourself to be in the transition, then you will commit to building up practices that help undo the patterns in your life that are getting in the way of you really being fully part of the conversation.
My gosh, that's for me, tricky.
Yeah, it's super tricky because it's like you have to confront yourself and like the reality of your situation. So,
well, and I feel like I have to equip myself to be ready to enter the conversation. So what I think that has meant, although you're helping me to dismantle that, what I thought that used to mean was not necessarily arming myself, but getting myself straight so that I knew where I stood with certain things, as if they were fixed. Again, kind of kidding myself into thinking that I could take a snapshot and this is who I am. And now I'm going to enter into the conversation knowing, having defined myself. And yet, I think what I'm feeling inside that's a little bit different now is to be the bridge, to navigate with grace in these transformative, complex spaces, is to be more fluid, to bring my gifts and to maybe sort of be other focused rather than to be self-focused on who I am and what I am. And here's my stand and love it or leave it, to be to be more fluid and flexible and to be focused on our sameness, our similarities, our humanness, our wholeness.
Our humanness. Yeah. the humanness is so important. And there's so many examples of this in nature, right? I mean, you know, for those that have read the book, The Secret Life of Trees, I mean, it's a wonderful book to help ground in a practice. And just, you know, take, for example, a fern, right? Which, you know, Adrienne Marie Brown talks about in her book on emergent strategy. It's a great example of looking at nature and looking at the patterns, you know, an entire ecosystem, some of which are working with each other, some are, you know, against each other because their essential nature is different. All of these systems essentially find ways to work together and survive and thrive. And at the same time, plants, trees, nature knows when to die off or kill off or shed a part of itself that's no longer useful.
Wow.
Right? That's no longer relevant.
Oh, my gosh. So, I mean, there it is all around us, right? The example of nature, the adaptive, balancing example of nature. I don't know that we're even tuned into opening our eyes to what's around us and the teacher that it can be.
Yeah. So there's a shedding, right, that we can be engaged in as part of our practice. And we can be asking ourselves, well, what's the part of me that is time to shed? Mm. Right? What's the part that's no longer useful in this moment? Mm. And I need to either shed it, transform it, or give it a new task. And that can be in the form of, you know, those inner voices that constantly show up and have something to say. It's like your gossip committee, or, you know, it can also be in just the physical or energetic bodies, right? What are the things that I'm hiding about myself that are ready to come out? And you can't just ask that question without asking, is it the right time?
Yeah.
Because there is a time and a place for everything. And sometimes we can't shed parts of ourselves immediately. Sometimes it's not safe. So,
absolutely. And sometimes even just to name the part, I don't even know that I'm necessarily friends with myself enough to know all the parts that may be helpful to have show up. I think I'm thinking so much of what you're saying that the coaching relationship can be so valuable in that self-exploration journey.
That's right. That's right. It really, like, it catapults us, and it helps us manage this time of, like heartbreak, right? Like, that's the time we're in. We're in this valley, and hearts are breaking. All kinds of hearts are breaking. It doesn't matter where you sit on the political spectrum. You know, this is a time of brokenheartedness, and I like the way that Parker Palmer talks about it. She's really sending us a clear message that it's okay to let your heart break open so that you can investigate it and see what is it about your heart that's broken, right? Like what's really tearing you apart under the rage and the anger? There's something softer there, something that needs to come forward.
Oh my gosh. Can you believe that we're at the end of the hour already? I can't believe it. And yet I'm feeling viscerally the beauty and the grace of this conversation. And I'm so thankful for being in this space with you, Anna. And I look forward to continuing this conversation online. You can find us. What is your Instagram handle again, please?
Yeah, find me online at Coach Anna, coach.anna, A-N-A, or the website. Yeah,
and
annapolanco.org.
Find me at Nancy Coco Coaching. And we thank you, Anna. Thank you for being with us. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And tune in again in a couple of weeks where we'll continue this beautiful space of allowing.
All right.
Thank you for listening to A Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco. Welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing, a unique environment where all beings and all energies are welcome to show themselves and be loved. Join Coach Nancy for some deep allowing to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information or to listen to this show, visit nancycococoaching.com.